They will fight to get you the best settlement.
Call 800-731-2474. 800-731-2474.
This is Larry Connors. I want to remind you, this is a good time to call John Beal and have our professionals take a look at your roof. Get any issues fixed before we get heavy thunderstorms. And John Beal has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And with John Beal, you get our low price guarantee. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Get booked on the schedule before the bad weather. Call the roofing company I'm proud to endorse. Call my friend John Beal. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Pennzoil Synthetics takes synthetic motor oil performance to a whole new level. Make the switch to Pennzoil Pure Plus Synthetics today.
Hi, this is Mike Kelly. When I'm looking to send flowers to a loved one for a birthday, anniversary, or that special occasion, I call my friends at Walter Knoll Florists. Walter Knoll is family-owned and operated and offers custom designs by expert designers, a huge inventory and selection that only the largest florist can offer, with quality and care that no grocery store florist can meet. They have several locations in the St. Louis metro area to serve you. Order online today at WKF.com. Walter Knoll Florists, your personal florist since 1883.
Mother's Day is 2 days away, so don't forget to tell your mom exactly what she means to you. Put your heart to paper with a Hallmark card, available wherever Hallmark is sold.
This week on Christian Questions. So men and women are different, but do those differences justify the male-dominated approach that the Bible takes? Is the Bible's approach fair for today? Christian Questions, Sunday, 6 to 7 a.m. on the big 550 KTRS.
This Monday, join Martin Kilcoyne and Randy Naughton as they moderate a roundtable discussion on issues in education, live from Idner Architects, nationally recognized as a leader in school planning and design. The panel includes Dr. Brent Clark, the Executive Director of the Illinois Association of School Administrators, Roger Kurtz, the Executive Director of the Missouri Association of School Administrators, and Dr. Jim Rossbord, the President of the Illinois Council of Professors in Education Administration. Don't miss this special Kilcoyne show on the Big 550.
For a first or second opinion on all your financial needs, please call Mark and Jason at 636-695-2650 or go to markandjason.com.
It's the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon here on the Big 550 KTRS. I am Paul Harris. Dan Strauss and Ian Geis here with me, and it's your chance to join us. If you have not played the Harris Challenge in the last 60 days, now's your chance to get in here, 314-969-KTRS. Toll free, 1-888-550-KTRS, and on your cell phone, *KTRS. The Harris Challenge brought to you every Friday by the Well Hungarians, who continue to perform every Wednesday night at the Stratford Bar and Grill in Fenton, where there's no cover charge and good food, and the band hits the stage about 8 o'clock. And they're also playing every Thursday night at the Silver Creek Saloon in Belleville, Illinois. No cover charge there. Amazing food. And they hit the stage at about 9 o'clock. For more information and to download their latest album, get information on it, go to their website, wellhungarians.net. And we're rolling right into our first contestant for the challenge today. And it says up on the screen, your name is Maverick.
That's right.
I enjoyed your work in Top Gun very much.
Oh, hell, that was Maverick before the world ever heard of him.
Okay. Maverick, tell us about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity. It's a unique thing in broadcasting where you, the consumer, can exploit the public airwaves for your own personal gain.
Looking to get married, looking to do it your own way, look at what's the beginning, at Brother Maverick, 413 at Yahoo.com.
Okay. Let's turn on the semi-random category computer. You see the categories come spilling out. There are five of them inside there. You'll get to choose from the first three, led, of course, by our weekly topical category, Have You Been Paying Attention? Category two, with Mother's Day just 2 days away, we have Mom, You're in the Title. Or category three, Government in Action.
Mom, You're in the Title.
Okay. Here's how the Harris Challenge works. I'm going to ask Maverick five questions. Worth 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5 points, so there's a total of 15 points. He only has to get half of them to win, half of the points, that is, so really 8 or better, because you can't get 7.5. He'll have to get 8 or better to win a fabulous prize package chosen especially for him by this guy.
Yay! The Prize Man!
All right!
right, Paul, we have one dozen free donuts.
Donuts.
From the Old Town Donut Shop.
Donuts.
Two locations, one in Florissant and one in Cottleville. Also from Werenberg Theaters.
Werenberg.
We have free movie passes. You might want to go see The Avengers. This is good in 2D or 3D. Or we have Hot Pursuit, and we have a few others to pick from.
All right.
Plus, if you get the clean sweep.
Yes, all 15 points you earn.
A gift certificate to Jimmy's on the Park, 706 DeMunn in Clayton. Jimmy's has happy hour with a new bar menu 7 nights a week. Plus, brunch on Sundays. Check jimmyscafe.com.
My wife and I were just there a couple of weeks ago, and you and your girlfriend went there a few nights ago,
Went there Monday night for her birthday, yeah.
Did you have the flash fried spinach?
Oh, yes.
Everybody has to, don't they?
It is so good.
And how many crack sticks did you eat?
Oh, I almost finished that whole thing off. You can't stop eating
I know. That's why I call them the crack sticks.
I know.
They're really just spicy pieces of spaghetti.
Yeah.
But they leave them out there on the table for everybody. And
one, so good.
Yeah, I still contend it's impossible to only eat one. It's more than a Lay's potato chip. You cannot just eat just one.
No, you can't.
Jimmy's on the Park. We're happy to have them as part of the show. All right, your category, Maverick, is Mom, You're in the Title. 60 seconds on the clock.
What happened?
I'd like to make a call. Oh. Please hang up and try again.
Maverick decided he didn't want to play.
Oh.
No,
either
you know
that
what?
Or he put his girlfriend on.
that was Lady Maverick. You know what? He probably just had a phone problem there. So, Maverick, if you call us back, we'll give you a chance to play. In the meantime, how about you, Jim? Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Tell us about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
I just want to wish a happy Mother's Day to my wife and my mother and all the other mothers out there.
Well, say your wife and mom's names.
Diane and Gwen.
Okay. Now, since he didn't take the Mom, You're in the Title category, I'll put it back in the mix. You can have it if you want, or Have You Been Paying Attention, or Government in Action.
Let's do the Paying Attention.
Okay. 60 seconds on the clock, Jim. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which quarterback's name appears prominently in a report issued this week by investigator Ted Wells?
Tom Brady.
Correct. What's the first name of the baby girl born to Kate Middleton and Prince William?
Catherine, I don't know.
Charlotte. What was delivered to the St. Louis Zoo by FedEx this week? 100,000 pounds of monkey chow, a polar bear, or a new pylon spelling Z-O-O for the front entrance?
Polar bear.
Yeah, named Cully. Four-pointer. Who hit his 661st career home run this week, passing Willie Mays to move into fourth on the all-time list?
A-Rod, Alex Rodriguez.
Correct. Where was a 101-year-old man rescued from earthquake rubble this week?
Nepal.
That's correct. And Jim, you got them all but the two-pointer. You didn't know Charlotte, but you didn't need it to get 13 points and be a winner. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Stand by. Dan will tell you how you get your prizes, and we'll move on to our next contestant. Hello, Larry.
Hi, how you doing, Paul?
Good. Tell us about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Well, like your last caller, I just want to wish all the moms out there a happy Mother's Day, including my wife and mother to our two kids, Debbie Fisher.
Okay. Which category would you like here, Larry? We've got Mom, You're in the Title, Government in Action, or our new third category, Multiple Choice Week.
Let's go, Mom, You're in the Title.
Okay. 60 seconds on the clock. Larry, let's play the Harris Challenge. Which action movie star played Estelle Getty's son in the 1992 movie Stop or My Mom Will Shoot?
Sylvester Stallone.
Correct. Which showbiz mom did Faye Dunaway play in the 1981 classic Mommy Dearest?
Joan Crawford.
Correct. Who played the hot-looking extraterrestrial in the 1988 movie My Stepmother is an Alien?
Stepmother's an Alien. Was that Gina Davis?
It was Kim Basinger. Who played Michael Keaton's wife in the 1983 movie Mr. Mom?
You
can pass if you want.
Pass.
Which Married with Children star appeared in the 1991 movie Don't Tell Mom the Babysitter's Dead?
Christina Applegate.
Right. Okay. Michael Keaton's wife in Mr. Mom.
Jessica Lange.
It was Terry Garr. But the good news for you, Larry, is 1 plus 2 plus 5 is 8 points. You're just past the threshold, and you're a winner.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Maverick's back.
All right. Congratulations to Larry. Maverick, are you there?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, he just took your mom category.
I know. I got all the questions right.
Should we just give him the prizes? Can we do that?
No. Even the, you know, even the, what was the one he missed?
Terry Garr.
Terry Garr, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I can't give you the prizes for that, but you can choose from these three categories: government in action, multiple choice week, or, oh, it's another Mother's Day category, animal moms.
Let's go with multiple choice week.
Okay, 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which fictional character is McDonald's bringing back with a new look? Ronald McDonald, Grimace, or the Hamburglar?
Hamburglar.
Correct. In what Middle Eastern country have fighting factions agreed to a 5-day ceasefire starting Tuesday? Yemen, Afghanistan, or Libya?
Yemen.
Correct. Why did a woman file a $5 million lawsuit against United Airlines this week? A, she couldn't watch TV in her seat. B, the flight attendants didn't bring her a drink. Or C, the pilot's announcements kept waking her up.
Probably the pilot's announcements.
No, it was the TV. Which of these words were churned to a passenger who left it at the TSA checkpoint at the Newark, New Jersey airport? A, a hand grenade. B, a 20-pound bag of potatoes. Or C, a $100,000 gold diamond watch.
$100,000 gold diamond watch.
Correct. What did Brian Clay, a gold medal-winning Olympian, use to pull his daughter's tooth with? A shot put, a discus, or a javelin?
Probably a javelin.
Brian Clay won a gold medal in Beijing in 2008 and a silver medal in Athens in 2004 in the javelin. And yes, he tied a string around it and the other end to his daughter's loose tooth right there in front. And they went to the park and he hurled it and she reached up and said, oh, yes, Daddy, it came out. It's a very cute video if you want to look for it online. Let's see how you did here. Oh, the only one you missed was the woman who filed the lawsuit because United Airlines didn't give her a TV feed at her seat. The lawsuit was filed in federal court this week, says that United did not notify passengers that Wi-Fi and DirecTV are inoperable when the flight is outside the continental U.S. or flying above a body of water. This woman was flying from San Juan, Puerto Rico to Newark, New Jersey. She says she paid $7.99 for DirecTV on the flight, but only had service for 10 minutes. United says, it's on our website. And if I'm on a jury, I give the woman not $5 million, but $7.99 back for certain. Let's see.
Yeah, boo-hoo.
That's the only one you missed, Maverick. So you got 12 points. Congratulations. You are a winner.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Stand by while I move on to our fourth contestant now. Hello, Mary.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Tell us about yourself with your 5 seconds.
Oh, I just wanted to say hey to everybody out there.
Are you a mom, Mary?
No, I'm not a mom.
Okay, well.
I'm not a wife. I'm not any of that.
Okay. But you're a contestant on the Harris Challenge, the most important category a woman can achieve.
Exactly.
Which category would you like? Government in action. Some people say that's government in action. Or you can have animal moms.
I will go with animal moms.
All right, Mary, 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. When a mother opossum gives birth, which of these would you need to hold her entire litter? A teaspoon, a filing cabinet, or a Honda Civic?
A teaspoon.
Correct. How many days can a newborn caribou baby outrun its mother after birth? 3, 13, or 33?
13.
3. If you're a dolphin mom, how long do you nurse your child? 2 months, 12 months, or 2 years?
12 months.
2 years. What part of their body do penguin mothers use to keep their newborns off the frozen ground?
Their feet.
Correct. Which animal often gives birth while standing, so the newborn's first experience outside the womb is a 6-foot drop? Is it an elephant, a giraffe, or an emu?
A giraffe.
The correct answer is the giraffe, Mary, and you've got yourself 10 points for a win, and congratulations.
Thank you.
Stand by, have a great weekend, and we'll bring in our final contestant today. Hello, Mike.
Hey, Paul, how are you?
Go ahead, use the time to plug something.
You know, I'd like to just say happy Mother's Day to my lovely wife and mother of my child.
Who has no name.
She has a name, Mary.
Okay. We have one category left here, Mike. Government inaction. And I don't want to put any pressure on you, but no one has been punished today.
Well, yeah, no pressure at all, is there?
None at all. 60 seconds on the clock, Mike. Let's play the Harris Challenge. In a victory for the ACLU, which federal agency's collection of phone records of Americans was ruled illegal by an appeals court this week?
NSA.
Correct. According to a report issued this week, at what federal agency were 1,600 employees found to have avoided paying their taxes between 2004 and 2013?
I'm going to say the IRS.
Correct. For 1 point each, name the three Republicans who announced their candidacy for the presidency this week.
Oh...
You can pass if you want.
Huckabee is one. Carly Fiorina.
I'll give it to you.
And passing the third one now.
What's the name of the British Prime Minister whose party won another majority in this week's elections in the UK?
David.
You want the five-pointer?
Yeah.
In what state is it illegal? Well, we're going to run out of time. In what state, here's the question you would have gotten. In what state is it illegal for senators to look other senators in the eye during floor debate? This is not a joke. In one state, you're not allowed to look other senators in the eye. You have to look at the president of the state Senate, not at the other people around you.
I didn't hear that one, so I wouldn't know.
It was Minnesota. David Cameron is the prime minister of the UK, and Ben Carson was the third guy who will not be elected president from the GOP. None of those three will. I don't know who the GOP candidate will be, but none of those three will be it. So let's see how you did here, Mike. You got one for Huckabee, one for Fiorina, one for the NSA, and two for the IRS. And unfortunately, that's only 6 points below the punishment threshold.
Ouch.
And so, Mike, I am going to punish you. And since this is Mother's Day weekend, I looked for a movie about moms, and then this flashed back to me from the movie called Parenthood. It's a song that Rick Moranis sings to the mother of his children when he interrupts her at the class she's teaching at her school one day.
Why do birds suddenly appear every time you are near? Just like me, they long to be close to you.
This is your earworm for the weekend. This will be stuck in your head all weekend.
In the sky, every time you walk by. Just like me, they long to be close to you.
Here comes the best part.
On the day that you were born, the angels got together and decided to create a dream come true. So they sprinkled moon dust in your hair and golden sunlight in your eyes so blue. That is why all the guys in town, follow you, all around, just like me, they long to be. Close to you.
All right, Mr. Moranis, thank you very much. I didn't realize there was a...
Even with the punishment, it's still my highlight of my Friday, so I appreciate it, Paul.
Thank you, Mike. Have a great weekend. Thanks for playing.
You too. Bye.
Keep it going, Ian. Keep it going.
That's the Harris Challenge, brought to you every Friday by the Well Hungarians, who are performing tonight at Cyberg's on Dorset Road. There's great food there, including shark bites. And then tomorrow, they've got two gigs during the day from 2 to 5 in the afternoon. You can see the Well Hungarians at the Mount Pleasant Winery in Augusta, Missouri. Families are welcome to that gig. And then tomorrow night, they will be at Big Sticks in Breeze, Illinois. You know what? I'm getting this all wrong. I apologize to Johnny and the guys in the band. I am reading you next week's gigs. That's where they're going to be next weekend. So let me give them an extra plug that tonight they're performing at Brewski's in O'Fallon.
Ah.
Tomorrow they're doing a private event. Sunday they're at the Brett's Wildlife Winery in Carlisle, Illinois for a Mother's Day show from 4 until 8.
So Brewski's tonight, and then next week you already know their schedule.
Exactly. But I'll tell you again next week because
Oh, heck yeah.
They sponsor the Harris Challenge each and every week, and we're happy to have them. You can find out more by just downloading the Well Hungarians app. That's the Harris Challenge. We play every Friday at 5:15 exclusively here on the Big 550 KTRS and KTRS.com. I've compiled a new batch of knuckleheads in the news. You'll hear that, plus Mike Evans next.
Meep, meep.
And we're going to hear traffic right now with Frank Ladd. Frank?
Thanks, Dan. They've cleared that accident westbound 44 at Six Flags, 70 eastbound at Cypress. Still working the incident there. I'm sorry, at Jennings Station. You're backed up to Cypress. The incident is at Jennings Station. Right lane, right shoulder, partially blocked there. They cleared the incident over to the shoulder that had been at New Florissant, but it's a long stretch of slow traffic. Still heavy southbound on 270 Page through Doherty Ferry. 170 northbound, you're heavy between Natural Bridge and 270. 170 southbound, pockets of volume remain. Olive down through Highway 64. Westbound 64. It's starting to thin out, though, at Hampton. Still some volume now between Ballas and Mason, and out in St. Charles County from Highway N all the way out through Highway 70. 70 in St. Charles County, not so great either. Got an incident at Bryan Road, westbound Highway 70 there. Not at Bryan Road. You're backed up to Bryan Road, out to Highway A where the incident is. Eastbound on Highway 64, thinning out, headed towards the Poplar Street Bridge. Still some volume headed towards the Poplar, northbound on 55, mainly that right lane north of Park. This update brought to you by Deer Be Gone by Ortho. Ortho Deer Be Gone repellent keeps animals from destroying the plants in your garden, and the no-stink formula works without smelling horrible. Learn more about how Deer Be Gone lives up to its name at ortho.com. From the Golden Oak Clinic Traffic Center, Frank Ladd on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hailstones in your yard, beautiful sunrises, floodwaters in your street, incredible sunsets, scary cloud formations moving in. There are just as many kinds of weather photographs taken as there are many different kinds of weather. And we'd like to post yours on our website or social media. When you see bad weather or beautiful weather, share your images with us at weather550 at ktrs.com. Be sure to let us know your name and where the photograph was taken, and your images could be seen by people all over the planet on ktrs.com.
You've heard the expression, good things come in small packages. Well, that's what the folks at Brooking Park must have had in mind when they developed their memory care household. In conjunction with the Alzheimer's Association, Brooking Park has created an innovative extension of the home where the aromas of freshly prepared meals take place throughout the day. Their household design and individual approach brings the residents an extended family, providing a secure home for independence while respecting their dignity. They provide activities that trigger memories of routine daily life, including music, art, household chores, exercise, hobbies, gardening, and even pet therapy. They recently received an honorable mention in Healthcare Design Magazine and were rated one of the top tier best nursing homes by U.S. News and World Report. Call Brooking Park at 576-5545 or brookingpark.org and personalize a lasting gift for your loved one. Brooking Park is an equal opportunity senior community sponsored by St. Andrew's Resources for Senior System.
The warm sun welcomes the last day of school, when kids put away their books and begin their education. In baseball, Cardinals baseball, they'll parade to the stadium, marching to the ballpark organ, a parent in one hand, a ticket in the other. And when they enter the gates, their eyes widen as they take in a whole new world. As they count down the seconds, they take inventory of new sights, painted in green grass, blue sky, and cardinal red. And through their eyes, you'll see it again for the first time, too. You'll lift your child to witness a player swing his bat and lift a city. And on that day, new traditions will be born in baseball. Cardinals baseball. Don't miss the Cards and Detroit Tigers at Busch Stadium the weekend of May 15th through 17th. Get your tickets now at Cardinals.com. The St. Louis Cardinals. Tradition meets today.
Have you looked up lately? Up at your gutters. Those things on your house that help protect your home from water damage, damage that can lead to cracked foundations, flooded basements, or moldy interior walls. Once you let your gutters fill with leaves and other stuff, when it rains, it could be disaster. The gutter experts at AeroTech can clean, repair, or replace your gutter system so that it properly drains damaging water away from your home. They use a patented gutter vacuum system to remove all that stuff that naturally accumulates in your gutters. To put it in perspective, you have to cut the grass, you have to shovel snow, and you have to clean your gutters in order for them to function properly. Stay off of that ladder and let the gutter experts at AeroTech inspect your entire gutter system to make sure that it can handle whatever Mother Nature throws at it. So now, before another year of leaves can add to the stuff already in your gutters, call 314-842-9977 or go online at thegutterexperts.com. Thegutterexperts.com. Things are looking up at AeroTech, the gutter experts.
The singing, the swinging, the swaggering of Las Vegas's most famous entertainers returns in the hit show The Rat Pack is back.
What a world!
The Las Vegas Sun says it's as close to the real thing as it gets. Old Blue Eyes is crooning. Dino will have the ladies swooning. Joey will have the crowd rolling, and Sammy will bring down the house. The Rat Pack is back at the Fabulous Fox Theater, May 15th through 17th in the U.S. Bank Broadway series. Get your tickets today at MetroTix.com.
Investments are important for every family. One of the safest and most secure investments you can make is the remodeling of your kitchen or bath. A new updated kitchen or bath will increase the value of your home and your lifestyle. Callier & Thompson Kitchens, Baths, and Appliances has been in business for over 60 years and will provide experience and quality with a proven track record you can count on. They will guide you through the entire process and work to stay within your budget. Your home is unique and should reflect you. Callier & Thompson designers are not only trained in the art of design, but also in the art of listening, allowing them to interpret each customer's ideas and bring them to life. Visit them today at CallierandThompson.com or call them at 636-391-9099.
You're running your business, and we at Wix.com know things can get stressful. But creating your website doesn't have to be. With Wix, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. You don't have to be a programmer. Just drag and drop everything into place. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your own stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Looking for that picture-perfect lawn? Look no more. DynaGreen and DynaGreenInfo.com. With their DynaGreen long-lasting, that's zero-phosphorus fertilizer that delivers extended brilliant color for weeks and months. It won't stain the sidewalks, driveways, or patios and can be applied all year long. DynaGreen long-lasting at your independent lawn and garden dealer or DynaGreenInfo.com.
DynaGreen can be found at Valley Park Elevator.
Martin Kilcoyne here to tell you that Randy and I are going to be on remote this Thursday, May 14th from 10 a.m. until 1 p.m. at Bishop's Post in Chesterfield. Come check out their beautiful newly designed patio and waterfall, new menus, and their extensive world wine list. Bishop's Post, located next to Chesterfield Mall off Chesterfield Parkway West. Remember, this Thursday, come on by May 14th. Randy and I doing the show live, Kilcoyne Show at Bishop's Post from 10 a.m. until 1 p.m. We will see you there.
Have you ever needed a lawn care service for just one day? Call ECI Lawn Care, and they'll cut your grass on demand, and they do not require an ongoing obligation. ECI Lawn Care will cut your grass one time or for the season. It's up to you. Just call 314-546-3170 to schedule an appointment today. They offer the most competitive prices and the most reliable service. Call ECI Lawn Care today at 314-546-3170.
It's Aloha Friday, no work till Monday. It's Aloha Friday.
Yes, it is.
No work till Monday.
That makes this the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. And this portion of the show is brought to you every day by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market, right next to each other in the Chesterfield Valley. Great places to have a sit-down meal or some take-home food. Chesterfield Valley. Look for the pig in front and pig on the roof. That's how you know you're Annie Gunn's and the Smokehouse. I'm Paul Harris. Ian and Dan are here with me, and in Southern California now, Mr. Mike Evans.
Give it up. So how about this latest story that Tom Brady will definitely be suspended?
For how long?
They don't know. My sources tell me 4 games.
Yeah, I would give him 4 games. Absolutely.
But I hear it could be 6 games. And I do have a contact over on Park Avenue in New York at the NFL offices. Not a high place, but she knows her way around. She says that it was the balls being deflated. It was, the obvious that you knew about it with the text with the equipment manager and the assistant equipment manager. But the thing that really, really upset Roger Goodell is that Brady refused to give up his phone or his text and actually tried to block the investigation.
And how about the fact that he lied when he was asked about it at numerous press conferences?
Yeah. Lied about it and then covered it up and then would not... Would not help or would not give up his giving up his text was the big deal.
Let me see your phone. I am going to ask you to help me out because I'm starting a Kickstarter campaign.
All right, Dan.
Because Giselle has stopped doing the runway work, and Tom is going to have four games probably where he's not getting a check. So I'm worried about these two kids paying the mortgage.
I know it's tough.
So go on Kickstarter and I call it the Help Multimillionaires Pay Their Mortgage Fund.
That's a good one.
I think we'll get a lot of money.
He might have to go the way of Aaron Hernandez. Start killing people to make money.
Oh, wow.
It's another teammate,
Yes, I know.
I hate the New England Patriots. I've always hated the New England Patriots.
A lot of people think of them as the New York Yankees of football.
But I love the Yankees.
Do you?
I like Kraft. It's just like, but Belichick, you gotta hate Bill Belichick.
Yeah.
And now and then you got this Hernandez and oh wow.
They're cheaters.
They are. Yeah. The Spygate.
Yeah.
It's just ridiculous. Popquiz question: when I was in my 20s, I played shortstop on a media baseball team. Name the name of the dude who played second base right next to me. Was it Michael? Let's get ready to rumble, Buffer. Al Michaels. Bob Costas. Bryant Gumbel, answer in a minute. I got three movie reviews.
Okay.
Have you seen any movies?
I saw a documentary that's opening in St. Louis today called Lambert and Stamp. Have you seen it? Don't bother.
Thank you. Hot Pursuit stars hot Sofia Vergara. The wife of a drug king who's been taken in for testifying, and she's being taken in by hot Reese Witherspoon. All while chased by the mafia and dirty cops. I wanted to love it, could only like it. Awkward, no chemistry between the two, even when they're kissing. It's uncomfortable.
Mm.
Still, it's all right. PG-13, 87 minutes. I like it short, 2 stars.
When Colin talked about this earlier in the show, I said, if you want to see a story about somebody going and getting a fugitive and bringing him back across the country, go get Midnight Run with Robert De Niro and Charles Grodin from
fabulous
about 20
movie.
Years ago. Fabulous.
In fact, I would call it, what's the word I'm looking for? Phenomenal!
Mm-hmm.
Next is Maggie, stars Arnold Schwarzenegger and Abigail Breslin, about a deadly zombie virus sweeping the nation, and a dad who pulls out all stops to save his daughter.
Mm.
Actually, sometimes you pull for the zombie virus. It's kind of like that,
Wow.
It just isn't what it should be. But actually, it's not bad. I'm going to give it 2 stars. PG-13, 95 minutes, 2 stars.
But you're rooting for the zombies, huh?
Well, once in a while you do.
Okay.
Then there is the D-Train, Jack Black's new movie that is just uncomfortable to watch. It's darker than his other movies, and there's a couple of funny parts, but very few. Maybe 3 or 4 minutes worth of funny parts. It's 107 minutes long, rated R, 1.5 stars.
There's something about Jack Black that I like. But he's only been in 2 movies that I liked, High Fidelity and School of Rock.
Well, High Fidelity, he was quite young.
Yeah.
Quite young.
But even School of Rock, I thought, he was very, very good in that. But everything else, it's kind of like, okay, well, that disappointed me.
Yeah, and that was Jack Black.
Right.
Odds and ends, Floyd Mayweather's baby mama is about to write a book to talk about the champ. Or maybe we should call him the chump.
Mm.
The book goes into detail about what a bad father Mayweather is, about Mayweather being a serial cheater, about Mayweather being arrested multiple times for beating her, about Mayweather getting special treatment by paying millions of dollars when he was in prison, Mayweather's acts of unbridled violence, and on and on. Yeah, you know what? Let's just call him the chump rather than the champ.
How about the slime ball?
Boy, you got that right. Lindsay Lohan! Has been ordered order to do 95 hours of community service in 3 weeks or go to jail. Comment. We've heard this so many times. 4 years I've been going into L.A. and watching this stuff, and it's the same old crap. Why don't they put her in jail?
Really?
It's that just does unbelievable. Seem to be forever.
Well, this time she will learn her lesson.
Yeah, right. Dayton history, May 8th, 1886. We're going back, homie. Going back.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. John Pemberton invents a liquid that he calls the most esteemed brain tonic and intellectual beverage ever made. On the bottle, he calls it simply Coca-Cola.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, there was Coke in it at the time.
And, you know, it was 30...
Did they snort that Coke, or did they actually drink it?
I think they drank it.
Wow.
And, you know, it was 30 years ago this month that they made that big boo-boo with new Coke.
See, now, I had that... Earlier, remember, you know, you're not there every day. Remember earlier we had that?
Yeah,
we talked about that.
We talked about that.
Yeah.
Biggest blunder in maybe in industry history.
Yep.
Who played second base and I played shortstop on that baseball media team? Michael Buffer, Bryant Gumbel, Al Michaels, Bob Costas.
I will have to go with Michael Buffer.
I'll go Gumbel.
Al Michaels.
See, a lot of people were saying Costas, but, you know, if you figure it out, you guys know Costas is from St. Louis.
Yeah,
I'm not.
Right.
You know, Al Michaels is from Hawaii and Pittsburgh. Most of his time in Pittsburgh and Chicago. That's not me. Michael Buffer is from New Jersey. Not me. Bryant Gumbel is from Los Angeles.
Yeah.
And I even lost a TV gig to him back when I was 19 years old. The answer is Bryant Gumbel. And finally... Aloha Friday, you know we're doing Monday, we're going to play today, Aloha Friday. Happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there, especially my little Nanino, Natalie, in Chesterfield. Happy Mother's Day. Lily Yokalani, Lani Anioli, Kayla Ku, and Akayana, and Hui Hui Ho, Kiwi, Kai, Kai, Wamanado, Kami, Kaka, Hui Ho.
Mike Evans brought to you every day by Annie Gunn's Restaurant on the Smokehouse Market in the Chesterfield Valley. And now time to roll right into Knuckleheads. They're brought to you by Laclede Cab, the AM and the PM cab company. You need a cab? Get the app, STL Taxi. Download it for your iPhone or your Android phone now, or call 314-652-3456 for a Laclede Cab. Spanning the globe for stories wacky enough to qualify as knuckleheads in the news. It begins today in Virginia Beach, Virginia, where Dominic Alfonseca went into a bank and handed the teller a note that said, "I need $150,000 right now. Please, police, take 3 to 4 minutes to get here. I would appreciate it if you would ring the alarm a minute after I'm gone and make sure the money doesn't blow up on my way out," unquote. The teller did give him a bag of money, and Dominic left quietly, only to be picked up by the cops a half hour later. How'd they know it was him? He posted two videos of his time inside the bank on Instagram, along with a picture of the note he had handed the teller. As the cops were arresting him, Dominic told them what he had done wasn't robbery. He had only politely requested money. Didn't threaten the clerk, never showed a gun. He said, "She could have said no and I would have left." And then to his surprise, the cops took him to jail anyway. In Irwin, North Carolina, Michael and Ruth Smith brought Caroline, their black Labrador, along with them when they went to the supermarket, but something spooked the 90-pound pooch, which dove to the floorboard right on top of Ruth's foot, which was on the gas pedal. Ruth struggled to steer. Her husband tried to get Caroline off of Ruth's foot, which was on the gas pedal, and pretty soon, they're doing 50 miles an hour. Well, not for long. Because their Dodge Ram plowed through a fence and crashed into a swimming pool in John McNamara's backyard. John was inside the house and heard the splash and shouted to his wife, "Honey, there's a truck in the pool." His wife laughed and said, "Have you been smoking something? What do you mean there's a truck in the pool?" Then they both ran outside and pulled the Smiths out of the pool along with Caroline the dog. McNamara said they don't blame the Smiths as long as they pay for the damage. Thanks to contributor Matt Burrows for story number three today from Pensacola, Florida, where Priscilla Lee Bembo called the Navy recruiting station Monday morning and asked the petty officer who answered the phone, "Are you the government?" And he said, "Yes, ma'am." And she then told the petty officer, "Okay, well, there's a bomb but I don't want to tell you where it is. Here's what you need to do. Come pick me up and give me a ride. I'm at the gas station on Highway 29. And if you don't, stuff is going to go down. Petty officer notified his superiors, who in turn contacted 911. And pretty soon, somebody did pick Priscilla up at the gas station. A police officer who took her to jail. By the way, no bomb was ever found. Turns out Priscilla just really needed a ride and thought calling, quote, the government, unquote, would help out. You don't know about Uber? Then we finish in Maywood, New Jersey, where police got a call Sunday morning to report a house fire, but when cops and firefighters arrived, they were met by a very angry man who demanded that they leave. Officer Chris Nichols tried to get the man to calm down and let the firefighters investigate the cause of the smoke in the house, but the guy started yelling at his wife, wondering why she called 911. That's when the cop detected an odor of gasoline coming from the man's clothing. The man explained that he had been trying to film a fire with a birthday cake utilizing his iPad, which he wanted to post on YouTube, and he had used lighter fluid and gasoline on his kitchen table, and it got out of control. The guy was upset because he had actually extinguished most of the fire before the fire department even got there, so he felt it unnecessary for them to be in his house. Firefighters still had to investigate, and once they confirmed that the only thing that had burned was the kitchen table, they left, and the cops did not press any charges. And those are your knuckleheads in the news for today here on the Big 550 KTRS. Dan, where's the band playing tomorrow night?
Southside Johnny Band tomorrow night at the Firehouse on Lime Ferry Road starting at 8:30.
All right, go check them out in the new configuration.
Yeah, new configuration tomorrow night, you'll see.
All right, and on behalf of Dan Strauss and Ian Geis and everybody who works here on the large morning show in the afternoon, Colin Jeffrey, Frank Ladd, Mike Evans, etc., I'm Paul Harris. Moms, hope you have a great weekend. Dads, remember moms. And thanks for listening.
Meep, meep.
And we're going to get our final check on traffic with Frank Ladd.
Eastbound Highway 64, we've thinned out, headed towards the Poplar. Still a pocket of volume northbound 55 between Park and the Volume. Volume southbound on 170 between Del Mar and Brentwood Boulevard. It is getting a little better, though. 270 southbound, the slow stretch is between Clayton and Doherty Ferry. Tim Weiland always says it. I think he's right. There's usually just one highway that's hosed in the afternoon, and it's Highway 70 today. Eastbound Highway 70, they're still working that crash at Jennings Station. You're backed up to before the inner belt. 70 westbound at Highway A, they just now cleared a crash at Highway A, but you're still backed up to Bryan Road. Before that, there's a crash westbound Highway 70 at T.R. Hughes. Only the two right lanes are open. You're backed up to Mid-Rivers Mall Drive. This update brought to you by Advance Auto Parts. Advance Auto Parts, wondering if your battery is on its way out, stop by Advance, and they'll test it for you free of charge at Advance Auto Parts. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, I'm Frank Ladd. This is the Big 550 KTRS.
Spend your Saturday afternoon with KTRS. At 1 p.m., it's America's Wealth Management.
This is America's Wealth Management Show. I'm your host, Dean Barber, along with Bud Casper.
Followed at 2 by Retire Worry Free.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Retire Worry Free Show with Stephen Gregg.
At 3, it's Growing Green.
I'm Green Jean Ponzi from the Missouri Botanical Garden.
Followed by Maximized Living at 4.
My name is Dr. Nick Barnes. I'm here with my colleague, Dr. Dan Gagliotti.
Saturday afternoons are special on the Big 550 KTRS.
Art is good for the soul, and one of the best ways to view and purchase art is outdoors at the Laumeier Art Fair at Laumeier Sculpture Park Mother's Day weekend. Over 150 artists from around the country will exhibit their work at this nationally acclaimed fine art and craft fair. There will be wine and beer tastings, live entertainment, and a Mother's Day brunch. The Laumeier Art Fair begins Friday, May 9th at 6 p.m. and ends Sunday, May 11th at 5 p.m. For more information about the Laumeier Art Fair, go to laumeiersculpturepark.org.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end, my only friend.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
Hi, Dan.
All right, goodbye. All right, Dan.
Bye, y'all.
News, weather, traffic, sports, and live local talk. This is the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis, Ladue, Glen Carbon, University City, Edwardsville, Manchester, Wood River, Grafton, Collinsville, Pacific, and the world.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.
Depend on it. In your car, on your way home, need to know what's happening? This is a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Coverage you can count on. This is Fox 2 News at 6.
A fight on a Metrolink train, and it's all caught on camera, what Metro is saying about the incident tonight.
More crime surrounding Craigslist here in the St. Louis area. Police are investigating two stepbrothers.
A carjacking at gunpoint in the heart of downtown St. Louis. The victim's vehicle that police are looking for tonight. Coverage you can count on starts now.
But first at 6, one round of rain is through and more is in the area tonight. And this is just the beginning.
Chief Meteorologist Dave Murray has been telling us all week the rain was coming today. And it arrived right on schedule. Let's get straight over to the Weather Center now and check in with Dave for the latest on the weekend.
The weekend's not a washout.
Well, that's okay? Good.
It's not perfect. That's about all I got.